Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible call number 316. Are you thinking about suicide? I thought nobody cared. My mother was upset all the time. My dad was on me because of school. I thought I wasn't needed by anybody. Everything kept going wrong. My parents are always saying, do this, don't do that, and they never help me know how to do it. Problems such as these cause us many times to question what is really good about life. There is an answer to hopelessness, anger, that feeling of not belonging, and depression which might be causing you to think about attempting to kill yourself. You are not alone with these feelings, for 40,000 people commit suicide in America every year. About midnight on a night last October, Lori, 16 years old, took handfuls of pills at the home of a neighbor's. In a southern city, a 10-year-old boy was sent to his room to write 200 times he would not fight with his brother again. In a short while, he hung himself on a door in his room. In Sarasota, Florida, a TV personality took a .38-caliber revolver and shot herself on live TV. Suicide is a way that hundreds of people choose to end their life, thinking that they have chosen the easy way out. There is an answer, and I'm happy that you have called and asked for this tape. Television and Hollywood have both contributed to the idea that when a person kills himself, he enters a happier place. But God has never said in His Word that a person has a right to end his life and escape this life. Those in the Bible who chose such a course of action are deplored for their rebellion. Judas, who betrayed the sinless Son of God, died in this form of shame. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. Matthew chapter 27 and verse 5. Thus, he did commit suicide with the gloom of disgrace against his soul, only to face the judgment in despair. Are you thinking about committing suicide? There is a better way for you to discover the happiness that has been so hard to find. There is a God, and He knows your dilemma and provides answers for you. Listen then to His Word and realize that life is really worth living for at least four reasons. First of all, you are made in the image or likeness of God, and that gives your life dignity and value that sets you apart from all living things. Because you have been created by a powerful and loving God means you are important, not because of your educational level, your bank account, your social position, or any other human standard. You are important because you are a creature of God. As one observed, one cannot always be a hero, but one can always be a man. Being made in God's likeness gives you reason to live. Second, for every man, God has a plan. Every man is an expression of the thought of God. No man's life is purposeless, for God sent you into the world to do some definite thing. Being made in God's image, He wants you to use your body as His representative here on earth. He wants you to learn from His Word, the Bible, how to live to please Him. And dear friend, you can understand the Bible and find out God's plan for your life. God sent His own Son, Jesus Christ, to die so you could have a rich and full life here, and then life in heaven when He calls us from this earth. Because He lived, you have great purpose in life. Thirdly, you can have total confidence in the grace and forgiveness of God to remove all the shame and guilt of sin in your life. Believe in and enjoy the great love of God, as David said, "When my father and my mother forsake me, then Jehovah will take me up." Psalm 27 and verse 10. You can be clean from every sin of your life by obeying the gospel of Christ, becoming a simple New Testament Christian. Call and listen to tape number 16 to find out what you must do. And last, you need the continual practice of believing prayer as a powerful protective against suicide. Peter exhorts us to cast all our cares on Him, because He cares for you. Paul promises the peace of God which passes all understanding to the man who faces everything in prayer. With this help, self-destruction is out of the question. Parents, friends, and loved ones may never have time when you need them, but God always listens. Psalm 27, verse 10, "When my father and my mother forsake me, then Jehovah will take me up." If we can help you further, one of our Bible Call counselors may be contacted. Simply call back and the operator will put you in touch with a Bible Call counselor. No matter how heavy the burdens, how dark the night, or how much it hurts, quickly and with courage reject the very idea of suicide. Parents, help your children by assuring them your family will stick together, regardless of how heavy the burden or how rocky the road. Realize suicide is in no wise an option when we allow these motivations we've discussed to balance our thoughts when problems arise. Thank you for calling Bible Call.